Good morning. My guest this morning is Jenny Lynn Holmes from Catholic Charities. Good morning, Jenny Lynn.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Sure. You must be very busy.
Yeah.
It's obvious that that this time of year is you don't get much chance to rest and recuperate.
No, definitely not. This is definitely the height of our business that we are doing. We're serving people who are experiencing homelessness, both because of the weather, but also because of the holiday season and trying to make sure that everyone has as special of a holiday as possible, despite the circumstances they're in.
Well, I would think that being homeless in this part of the world is a little bit difficult because it's hard to predict just exactly what the weather will be from even day to day. So, what does cold weather mean to your clients?
Well, cold weather is, I mean, for people who have a lot of physical health issues, cold weather can be pretty, you know, warm to others. But for us, the way we define it, when we activate things like our warming stations and our warming centers, is when it drops below 38 degrees for a period of two or more days, or if it's a heavy, consistent rain. And this year's winter has been very difficult. We've had a lot of rain, which is great for our community, but very hard on people who are outside. And right after the rain, when everything's still wet, now it goes to the cold, which makes it even more difficult for the people we're trying to serve. So there's a real chance of death out there for them.
I must say that I've never experienced, in the 40 plus years I've spent in Sonoma County, a winter quite like this one.
Yes, it's been a very, very hard winter. We've had, I mean, the people are just coming up to us and saying, we don't know if we're going to make it. It is very worrisome that we are going to lose some of our friends out on the streets this winter.
So the Homeless Services Center, that's where people go first when they make first contact with you?
Yeah, so our outreach team is out there in the community, but the first kind of point of contact for many of the people that are trying to get out of this weather is our daytime drop-in center, which during cold weather turns into our evening drop-in center, where people can get out of the cold streets, come in, get a cup of hot chocolate or coffee, to just get them warm again.
Right. I've noticed that people that out-of-the-way places, like in back of stores and things, suddenly become campsites, literally, with 10, 12, 15, 18 people staying there from just before dark through the night.
Absolutely. When people, especially during the cold weather, gather near buildings because you get a little bit more warmth than if you're just out in the middle of a field. So it definitely creates a migration towards more urban parts of our community as people try to stay alive.
And then you have your family support center, too, which is for entire families, groups of people, I guess.
Yeah, we have 138 beds for families who are experiencing homelessness. We actually, just this last weekend, found a family who was literally outdoors in this very freezing cold weather. And right now, we're not turning anyone away there. We're bringing every family in that is in need, because these kids just really can't be underneath bridges and stuff right now. And so we had people sleeping in our hallway just to get people out of the elements.
My.
So
even with the amount of preparation that you've done, it still pressures you to the limit, doesn't
it? Absolutely. And we have a waiting list of over 50 families waiting to get into our shelter right now. So we have a big need for more family programs.
What about the holidays? How does that affect you? What do you do during
holidays? So on top of the cold weather, we're trying to make sure people have a somewhat good experience while they're living outdoors. So we make sure all of the kids in our programs are taken care of. Yesterday, we had our Christmas present giveaway. We served over 600 kids who were experiencing homelessness. We do the same thing for the single adults who are in our programs. And we work with the community to funnel resources, presents, and just volunteerism to make these holidays somewhat special despite the circumstances.
Right. Thank you for coming in. But more than that, thank you very much for what you do. This is so important.
Thank you. I agree. It's a team effort of a lot of people.
Right. I see people on the streets who don't quite know what's happened to them yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you encounter them.
Absolutely.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's tell people that that this is Catholic Charities, available to people who are having problems, and you don't even have to be Catholic. What you do have to do, probably the best thing to do, is to get on a phone and call this number, 707-800-2927. You can get all the information you need. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.